This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Today, Julian Crandall-Hollick is at the midway point of his journey down the Ganga, the River Ganges. He's traveling by boat from the source of the river in the Himalayas to the Bay of Bengal. In the latest leg of his journey down Ganga, Julian traveled through the northern plains of India, between the cities of Kanpur and Varanasi, or Benares. Here, Ganga, alone among rivers, is worshipped as Gangamma, the goddess. For millions of ordinary Hindus, Gangamma is the goddess who can never die, no matter how badly she is abused and polluted or sucked dry by thirsty farmers. This 250-mile stretch is doubly sacred because it's also the setting of the ancient epic, the Ramayana. Julian calls this the Sacred Heartland.
Singapore's a small village on Ganga, out of the way and unmarked on most maps, but Bijoy Tiwari, our driver, has recommended it. And it soon becomes obvious why. Women who want to become pregnant come here to worship Dashanta Devi. Singapore figures in the Ramayana, the great Hindu epic. It's said that Ram, Sita and Lakshman, the central characters, forded Ganga here at Singapore on their way into exile. In Hindu culture, Singapore's a tirtha.
Tirtha is a very old word, but it's also a very current word. It comes from a Sanskrit root, which means to cross, to ford, to cross over to the other side. It's not surprising that some of the tirthas were actually at places where you could ford the river more easily.
Diana Ek is a professor of religion at Harvard and highly respected by Indians for her knowledge of Benares and Hindu mythology.
Tirthas are really those fords, those crossing places where one can cross from this world to a world more spiritual, this world to the heavens, this shore to the far shore. All of this metaphorical language for the significance of these sacred power points that are called tirthas.
So next morning in Singapore, when Bijoy Tiwari asked me to take a holy dip in Ganga, I agree. The water's warm and clean, even if the riverbed's an obstacle course of old bricks and masonry. But Bijoy's ecstatic.
We take deep here for our bhachus, you know, to clean ourselves from the sea. You know.
But you were happy that I took a dip here, right?
Yes, I'm very happy to see you take the dip, you know. I'm very happy.
For Bijoy, this entire trip is the chance of a lifetime. To bathe in every sacred tirtha, great or small, along Ganga.
So where's the next place that we have a bath? The Sangam?
Yes, next.
Allahabad's called Tirth Raj Prayag, the king of tirthas. Hindus believe this is one of four places in India where a drop of amrit or holy nectar was spilled during a furious struggle between the gods, and that makes it very, very sacred. Every 12 years, millions come to bathe here in the month-long Kumbh Mela. Here the rivers Ganga and Yamuna merge. Ganga's shallow, muddy, exhausted. Yamuna's deep, green, pregnant with vitality. Where the rivers actually meet, there's a sandbar where 100 or so country boats are moored in a crescent. Each boat sports a flag to tell the pilgrims where he or she can find the panda for their district. Which begs the question, what's so special about Allahabad and the Sangam?
Oh, it is a confluence of three rivers. Yamuna, Ganga and Saraswati. Saraswati is invisible. It is only spiritual.
Chandrabal Mishra is almost 90 years old. He's a bit hard of hearing now, so he tends to shout. But there's nothing wrong with his brain.
People come here, take their bath here, and purify their minds and body.
To wash away their sins and much more. The Sangam is also one of three places in India where the soul can get to heaven very quickly, and where gulls get fed by the pilgrims. We moor next to the pandas in their crescent of country boats. Now, pandas are pilgrimage priests who pray to the gods for their clients. And next to us is a boat with a family from the eastern state of Jharkhand. They've traveled by overnight train to perform a ritual.
We bring the remains of our sister.
Their panda is Abdesh Mishra.
And which district do you represent?
Aap kaun sa district represent karte hain?
Assam, Bihar, Odisha.
I represent Assam, Bihar, Odisha.
Yes.
These three places.
Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati. Yahan teen dhara hai.
There are these three rivers here at the Sangam, and people have been coming to bathe here since time immemorial.
Actually, this is a very traditional belief we have, that if we come and take a dip in Ganga, also if we bring the remains of the body and give this asthi, or the remains of the ashes, here in Ganga, that the next life will be very good.
I take my dip. Tiwari will be very upset if I don't. Ganga's fast running and surprisingly clean on the skin.
So, Tiwari,
yes.
You happy we've had a dip together, the Sangam?
I am very happy. Very happy.
While we're drying off, something strange is happening on the far bank. A procession with drums is coming down to the Sangam carrying a huge red flag.
Now, what's this little procession with a flag? What's the flag mean?
The villagers have brought their temple flag to worship Ganga and to take its holy dip. Later today, they'll escort it all the way back to the village. In the boat next to us, a family from Jhansi have just tossed a coconut into the river.
Why did you come here to the Sangam today?
हम आपको पूछने चाहते हैं आप क्यों आए इधर?
ये हमारे देश की पवित्र नदी है, स्नान करने आए इधर.
I came here because it is one of the sacred river of our country. You know, I came here to take a dip. You know.
Why did you put the coconut? Was that your offering to Ganga?
The shripal or coconuts, an offering to Ganga. They're now busy filling plastic bottles with her water.
Have you got Ganga jal there?
Ganga ki pani aap liye? Yes. There is a Ganga bottle.
And you take that back to your house?
We'll take it back home and keep it in a sacred place for puja and the rituals. Like if someone's dying, we place a few drops of Ganga jal in the mouth. So he or she becomes pure and can achieve salvation. It's better than distilled water. It doesn't soil. Keeps forever. We also make an interesting distinction. Yes, the river's polluted, but the goddess cannot be defiled. The mother can never be impure.
The Ganga is just like that mother. We are putting a lot of these things here in the river. We cannot pollute our mother.
But don't you have to respect your mother and not shit on her?
When I'm a child, I'm sitting on my mother's lap. It's where the question of respect is coming.
And even if the river's polluted, millions, like the old retired judge, Chandrabal Mishra, continue drinking the water and never get sick.
Why? It is purified for me. But those who consider it water, it is impure. I don't consider it water.
Mere water can be polluted, but
Ganga cannot be killed. Ganga is eternal. Ganga will never die. It is goddess. It is divine.
And the old judge throws out a brain teaser.
What is there in Ganga that doesn't make people ill? It is highly polluted, but we take bath every day. We drink water of Ganga every day. We do our puja with Ganga. Why people do not die? Are they all fools residing in India? Are we not men? It is a question to think over.
In Hindu mythology, Varanasi or Benares is Lord Shiva's city, a microcosm of the entire world. All the gods live here. Everything auspicious and powerful is concentrated in this one place. It's all the tirthas along Ganga rolled into one. Much of daily life in Varanasi is lived on its 84 ghats, stone steps that descend steeply down to the river and stretch 2 miles northward in a gentle crescent.
Would you like to be cremated here on the edge of the Ganga?
Kusum's just retired as a civil servant in the southern city of Hyderabad. Shiva's promise is that everyone who dies here in Varanasi will be liberated from the endless cycle of rebirth and bypass the hell of endless reincarnation. They will attain moksha, or salvation.
Yes, I would desire it, but you don't know. But we bring our ashes and the remains to here or at Prayag.
Yeah, bring the ashes.
Time
I can
death,
understand, yeah.
At the time of death, we want to be here only. That is our desire, long, long desire. Yes.
But it is in God's hands.
God's hands. We don't know.
Yeah, now then,
here at Kedagat, you only find Tamils, like this couple from South India.
Good morning.
We've been here for 9 days. We saw God. We had a glimpse of the Lord. We had a bathe in the Ganga. Now tomorrow we'll leave for Ayodhya and then we'll go to Patna and then home.
A husband's a tailor.
When you come here, all your sins are washed away and you are on your road to salvation.
He's very precise and succinct.
See, it's all in the mind. This is a bigger river and basically it is all your feelings, all your emotions. And we have always been told, and since old ages, it's the belief that when you come here, you'll get salvation.
In this case, he's accumulating a lot of virtue in one trip for a very practical reason.
For the past 2-3 generations, nobody in my family has been able to come here. I'm the first one to come here. I feel very great about it.
Om Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu.
Of course, not everybody comes to wash away their sins or seek salvation. Many locals come to seek much more immediate blessings, success in exams, better health, help quitting the temptations of gambling or the bottle. Newlyweds come to seek Ganga's blessing for their new life ahead. Some even bring brand new saris to have them blessed by the goddess. Or just to start the new day on the right note. Like these 8 women chanting Ram's name 100 times at 6 every morning in front of a shrine on Asighat. In Varanasi, I'm Julian Crandall-Hawk.
Sacred Heartland was edited by Tina Morris and Fernando Ruiz del Prado. The interpreters were Indu Agarwal and Raja Chatterjee. Julian Crandall-Hollick's account of the whole trip, Ganga, A Journey Down the River Ganges, has just been published by Island Press. You can learn more about Julian's 5-month journey at our website, that's npr.org.
Ganga is made possible with a major grant from the National Science Foundation.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.